Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We know already there'll be no Saquon Barkley in Sunday's regular season finale. There'll be no breaking of Eric Dickerson's rushing record. But with the Giants serving as the opponent for what is really a meaningless game, I guess Saquon and the company he is endorsing felt like it was the perfect time to poke some fun at John Mara. So we did get access to that video and audio from yesterday.
I'm Saquon Barkley. I've heard you guys have some trouble sleeping lately. We got a big game coming up. You should rest up. Maybe try some Unison. I don't need it. But you might. I'm going to sleep like a baby.
So the delivery and the acting, not great, but I think the message there and who it's delivered at is kind of clear. And there was one more, and then you can comment.
I heard some of you were having trouble sleeping, so I wrote you a lullaby. Rock-a-bye, baby, awaken your bed. As the thought of 2000 swirls in your head. It sure is tough to lose sleep over football. Not for me, though. Good night to you all.
Yeah, I mean, John Mara loves Saquon Barkley. He said all the right things about him. He had his back in all of those meetings. He's not the guy that you go and troll in these situations.
You know what? I would just say, don't touch the money. Football's a game that will come back and get you at a moment's notice. And, you know, that's got knee injury written all over it.
As Al said, he can't wait to see him, you know, turn an ankle or something in the playoffs or go for 6 yards rushing.
I mean, I just, you know, just be in it to me, like, Saquon's always humble, always a very professional player.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem to jive with me.
What am I missing with the 2,000 reference?
Is the amount of yards he's got.
Yeah. Yeah, but, okay.
Dreams of 2,000 yards.
I know. No, I get that. But if he's making it about John Mara and him losing sleep, like that wasn't about the 2,000 yards. It was about him leaving for the Eagles.
You know, one thing I will say, everybody.
I get it. They're wedging it in. It rhymes.
In front of him on that list, and there are seven other players that have gone over 2,000 yards. Chris Johnson's right in front of him by 1 yard.
Mm.
They all did it in, what, 16 games, right? I mean, most of them, if not all of them. I would think all of them did 16 games.
More rushing attempts for everyone on that list, except for Barry Sanders. He had less.
He had less rushing attempts. So
yeah.
Saquon has got 345 rushing attempts. Eric Dickerson had 379 rushing attempts.
Yeah. So we talk games or attempts, however you want to slice it. You know,
he had a good year.
He did.
He had a great
year. That's Saquon Barkley. Had a really good one in an Eagles uniform. You know, Al is not known for his impersonations like I am known for my impersonations. And Al was, he broke out a great one, though, this morning with as he was trying to imitate Saquon Barkley during this commercial. Al, would you like to do your Saquon impersonation?
Hey, I'm Saquon Barkley. The Giants maybe need a sleep aid. I don't need a sleep aid because I'm rushing for 2,700 yards.
I thought that was magical.
Do it how you did at the very beginning.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time remembering how I did it.
It was like the old man Emphysema voice,
Oh, hey, I'm Saquon. I bet you can't get to sleep. I can.
Come on.
Oh, it's so bad. I mean, it really is. I know we sound bad and we do like acting things in promos, but this is even worse. It's way worse.
Now, which did you like more, his impersonation of Saquon or the jab he took at Boomer on the warm-up show?
Oh, yeah, that is true. I mean,
what is that?
I wasn't going to bring it up. But
you
did.
Weren't?
No, I wasn't going to do it.
What did I say?
It's a feel-good football Friday. Well, I wasn't going to bring this up.
It could end in Feel Dead Friday here.
So I'm assuming you pulled this thing?
Fleegs did. I know he has it.
Though. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's hear it then.
Yesterday, Boomer's like, did this season secure a gold jacket for Saquon? What are you? Are you kidding me? 1 year?
There he is.
was this year a gold jacket performance? So I mean, was that a Hall of Fame performance for a running back? He's on a list of one of eight guys.
Yeah, for 1 year.
I said this was the performance that Dave Gettleman said you would see consistently. that when he drafted him, he said, this is who he is.
I defended you, for the record.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's like there's a different version of Al from 5 to 6, yeah. You know?
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. I'm going to go in there and smash him between 6:30 and 7.
Especially from 5 to 5:15, yeah. It's the worst. Yeah.
100%. Yes.
Yeah, it's like lancing a boil. You know, like, it's like there's this, like, big boiling, like, thing of pus that has to be just squeezed out. Ugh. 5 to 5:15, then he gets it all out, then he's normal again.
He's like the pimple popper.
He is. Oh, that I can't watch that show. I tried watching that show.
There's a show about pimple popping now?
Oh, yes. People with
where
big old...
Been? That thing's been around for about... At least Dr. 7 or 8
years. You guys, some of the reality TV you guys watch is...
I don't watch this one. I don't watch this
one.
Some
of the people that have these things, I don't know where they come from.
Yeah, I mean, it's subhuman, it feels like. You know?
Yeah,
it's just like good. Big things on their backs, and it's like bubbling, and then they...
I don't get queasy about a lot of things.
I can't watch that.
That one, I don't think I'd handle that very well.
Somebody, and this is what you're talking about, lancing a boil.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's like with Al. Just needs to get all of it out
right.
From 5 to 5:15, then he's fine.
And he gets it out, that's for sure.
Yes,
it's
he does.
Therapy session.
Yes, and he's done that the last two mornings.
Did you get into a fight with him this
morning? No fights. I've just enjoyed and laughed at his ornery nature.
Did fact check me the entire time I was yelling about Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
I was like, community notes for Al. You know, on X.
Yeah.
Just to keep them in line. Make sure we don't put too much nonsense out there. That's not true. Right?
That's true. Is that the Christmas present you're wearing?
No. I haven't worn this since they lost to the Panthers in the East Final. So I figured I better get another couple wears out of it while I can.
Yeah.
You know, Mika actually scored a goal last night. First 5-on-5 goal since before Thanksgiving.
Did you watch this whole thing last night?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you watching the same game that I'm watching?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The game where they should have lost, like,
I'll post something on X and other Ranger fans will come back and talk to me. I'm like, oh, that's a great defensive play. I'm like, what? What are you watching?
I mean, there were a few mixed in, but there were also a lot of instances where the goaltender covered up for some
gaps. You got to be kidding me. There had to be at least 15 grade A shots.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They could have lost 6-2 easily.
I love Joe Micheletti. He was telling me how great Vekanainen is, whatever the hell his guy's name is. And then on the next possession, he throws the puck right out in front of the net.
I know. And it almost felt like at one point Sam was running through Ryan Lindgren's career, like he's trying to build up his trade stock.
Maybe, I don't know. And those guys are in a tough position. I get it. And they do a great job, and I love them to death. But, man.
They actually have been much more critical. Like, Micheletti, you can tell, is annoyed. I won't play it now.
He's annoyed. I'm annoyed.
Stop talking.
Shut up, Al.
He has ripped their effort, specifically on defense, numerous times now.
It is brutal. I mean, like, I don't know. Keandre Miller is like a flip away from, either a penalty or a giveaway.
Well, he did flip one into the crowd.
Yeah, I know he did
last night. So, yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a guy flip the puck as much as he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, it's like panic flipping.
We're gonna have to lance a boil for Gio.
Lance a boil,
here.
A little lance a
keep
boil.
Talking about the Rangers, they did beat the Bruins 2-1. Jonathan Quick, 32 saves.
Oh my
saves.
God, Jonathan Quick was amazing.
Basically,
last night. That was the guy that beat the Rangers in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That version, playing
the,
at that level.
Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes, yeah. I gotcha. All right, we played a little Aaron Rodgers on yesterday's show, assessing his time with the Jets and also reflecting on his career, whether or not it'll continue next season. So Sunday against the Dolphins could be the last NFL game we see from him. Going to take some time, though, before making any decisions.
I just need a break mentally to kind of refresh and put my feet in the sand and see where I'm at after that.
And then even poked fun at himself a little bit when he was asked how he'll go about his decision-making process this time around. Hello?
Probably darkness again. No, I think I'm done with that. I won't be doing any darkness retreats this offseason.
How... The laughter from the media, how forced versus how real?
Like, no, I think they thought that was pretty funny, actually. Yeah.
I think that was just real. Like a easy mark for Rodgers, make him feel good.
Aaron is aware of everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would say something like that because he knows that's what he's reading, that's what he's hearing. You know, that's the talking points by people who don't like him. So he knows what's going on. So
but there's something new with him. Like, first it was the ayahuasca, then it was the darkness.
Yeah,
then
but
it
that's
was
what I'm
the...
saying. He understands all that stuff. That's why he's poking fun at it.
Sure.
But I think it's forced. I think that people, Aaron Rodgers, such a big celebrity, he's still a guy that we hold in high regard, even after what he did here with the Jets, which was nothing. But when he says stuff like that and he smiles at you and you're a reporter standing right there.
Gotta laugh.
And, yeah.
Good one, Aaron.
So, yeah, the answer is forced.
All right. Speaking of...
In your eyes, it was. In my eyes, it's not.
All right, let's get your take on this. Okay. Let's check in on the Steelers ahead of a key Saturday night game against the Bengals. AFC North title still up for grabs. And, you know, George Pickens, key part, really the main piece
for them. Is he going to play?
On offense. I'm not sure of. But the main weapon for Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh offense. However, apparently some awkwardness remains from the Christmas Day loss to the Chiefs. Here he was with the media yesterday.
It seemed like you and Russ weren't on the same page in that interception against the Chiefs. How does that happen, and what do you guys do to address it?
You said me and Russ wasn't on the same page?
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Or is that what you said?
That's what he said. Okay. Yeah. How do you just address that?
Thanks.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah, there's a visual component of this,
yes,
too, because he's got one of those
ski masks.
Yeah, head things on where just basically your eyes are covered. He has the, you know, underneath, so his mouth, he could speak. And then he just takes that and puts it over his mouth, and that's where the PR person goes, all right, thanks, guys.